I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. It's a Riverdale after show. Beanie's being bird, bugs being planted. Betty's trying to get away with murder. Did she do it? Who knows? Gotta prove her innocence. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Riverdale After Show, breaking down every episode of Riverdale airing Wednesday nights here on the CW. I'm Frank Moran.
And I'm Katie Kawamoto. I will be manning the chat. Want to give some shout-outs real quick to Tony Stark 3000, Eternal Shockwave, Mamba for Life Kids, some of our regulars. So welcome back. Welcome back, I guess. Sorry. Yeah.
We had a little vacay, so that's appropriate. Yeah. Welcome back. My name is Dianterra Terrell.
And, of course, making us look good and sound even better is the man who we couldn't do the show without. And that's Ryan Nelson.
Mamba for life, for sure. And I am in the booth, psyched to hear about Riverdale, psyched to hear about whether Jughead is coming back or not, psyched to have these three amazing super fans of the Riverdale show on CW talking Riverdale.
Plus?
Wait, are we talking about the same show, Ryan?
Yeah.
So, folks, like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, give it a thumbs up while you're there. And as Katie mentioned, the chat is up and running. But if you're watching this after we stream live, feel free to comment down below. So we're going to break down this episode. We'll also do our class president and class clown. Feel free to start chiming away in the chat if you want to give shout-outs to who you think are your class presidents and class clowns for this episode. Do a little news and gossip to round it out. But before we do our extensive and intensive deep dive into this episode, first I'll just get some general impressions. Dianterra, what did you think overall?
It was interesting. It was complicated. It was layers to this. Mm. Like I said, every episode I'm always amazed. Starting rum businesses, starting brothels, and now we're doing murder mysteries. I'm always amazed at the intellect and just the intelligence of these 17-year-olds. That's just me.
All right. Okay. Katie?
Well, as I told you guys before, I'm not okay. I know, everybody knows that I'm a fan of Jughead, and he was in like 0.3 seconds of this episode, and he was a corpse. So I'm okay. I'm not doing too well. I'm really sad. So I'm wearing black, just so the chat knows. I'm wearing black until we figure out if he's really alive or until whatever, whenever. I don't know what's going to come first.
Well, I who knows, perhaps throughout this episode we'll see Katie go through the 7 stages of grief.
It's very possible.
That's true. We're going to wait and start seeing her bargaining. I think you're in denial right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, hopefully by the end of the episode we can get to acceptance.
I did get a little sad, though. Like, the sadness I didn't feel at the last episode when we found out he died, it kind of hit me when, you know, you see FP at the morgue seeing his son. That kind of got me a little bit because that's not easy for any parent to see their kid dead.
Was it a body double? Fingers crossed it's a body double. We don't know if
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm hoping.
That's how Cole got his brother a slot in this episode. Yeah, you just be my dead body for this episode.
Exactly. That's my story. I'm sticking with it.
I like it.
You know, Dante, I think you had like a great analogy. You're kind of like uncovering those layers.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'd almost compare this to a 7-layer dip. But if you find that like every layer was just something a little bit more bland. And so, like, as you're getting deeper into that, you're like, oh, this is going to be good. Maybe there's some, like, good, like, spicy Mexican meat, seasoned meat underneath. And it's just like, no, it's just like some
I'm so hungry.
Yeah,
sorry.
I don't know. I mean, this episode was fine. I don't know.
So you weren't impressed?
I wasn't impressed.
Entertained?
No.
Okay.
You know.
So what do you think could have been better?
For me, I feel like that we're being set up to have the big reveal. And I just feel like I was not enjoying the floundering, however real or pretend this floundering was in this episode. You know, and plus Betty, Betty's action.
The fake blood took me out.
Betty's actions this episode. I'm like, okay, you're not as smart as you think you are, and you're making a lot of dumb mistakes.
That's what I'm saying. Their,
yes.
Their mindset to solve murder mysteries, I'm like, wow. I'm 30-something, and I'm not solving a murder mystery. I'm like, I can't think that far ahead. I'm like, I did it. I didn't do it. I don't know.
Well, this episode starts out with finally us seeing something that we were teased with at the end of last season, and that was with, as we flash-forwarded at the end of last season's final episode into this year's spring break, which we saw right now, mm-hmm. where we saw Archie, Betty, and Veronica burning their clothes and burning Jughead's beanie and swearing that they can never tell anyone about what happened. And then driving home in their clothes, in their underwear. I will ask, because they each go their own separate ways, and we each get to see each of them come home to their parents, and nobody sneaks in successfully. Everybody runs into their parents. Have either of you run into your parents? You stayed out way too late in high school and you've had to come back and your parents are waiting for you?
Yes, I have.
How did
but
it go?
I had my clothes on.
So. Well, okay, that's good. So you're already one step above these three.
It didn't go so well, but I think if I would have came home with wine on my bra or like no clothes, it could have went worse. But I think at that age, when you're in your teens, like your parents know. I think mine was my mom. She like caught me in a little lie, and I think that's what it was. Me and my best friend, we thought we were smarter than our parents, 16, 17, and put those stories together. And my mom was like, "That doesn't make any sense." But in my, you know, premature mind, it made perfect sense, right? So. Yeah.
Did you get grounded or no?
I did, actually. I think it was like around 16, 17. I couldn't have the car. And, yeah, it was something else. Something else transpired. Yeah. But definitely got to put on punishment.
All right, because all our Riverdale kids got away, you know.
I was going to say that. That the way that went down with all three parents, it wouldn't have went down in my house like that. Let's just say that.
Also... I feel like Betty's mom got more upset when she found out it was wine than when she thought it was blood.
Yeah.
That's a little concerning, right?
It's true. Fine.
Well, I mean, you had wine? Like, and that's what you're worried about when it could be blood?
Well, I mean, but Betty's, you know, Betty's helped bury a body that, you know, that Alice killed. So, you know, she's used to that.
Can we talk about how Betty got aggressive? She had the audacity to have an attitude with her mom when her mom was like, wait, what? She was like, I'm just so tired. I'm going to bed. I just can't deal with this. Ma'am, it is 3 o'clock in the morning. You show up with blood/wine on your bra with no clothes on, and you have the audacity to get smart. And her mom was just like dumbfounded, like just, oh my gosh. Yeah, my mom would have snatched me up real quick.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I feel like that is one tactic where you just try to turn. You think you're mad? No, I'm mad because you think this, and now I'm going to bed. Forget it.
I feel like their parents didn't dig deep enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like, okay.
Not that I remember. I mean, I didn't live a very, like, rebellious teenage life, so I don't really think so. Right. Nothing comes to my mind. I'm sure my parents might be like, oh, no, that's not true. We did. But, I mean, I lived in a small town. There's only so many places I could be, so.
Oh, nice. I did, and then was, you know, you always have that awkward conversation when you come back home, like, 4 a.m. Why didn't you call? So I didn't necessarily get grounded, but I did have to mow the grass. That was my punishment, and that was no fun.
Yeah, see, I think mine was more so if I would have been truthful. but it was like half truth, you know? So I think if I would have been all the way truth, it would have been like, okay, let's talk about this. But being that I wasn't 100% truthful, it's like, oh no, we're not going to get in this lion stage. Let's cut this out right now.
Well, it seems out of the three of them, the only one that's really having any trouble being dishonest, or at least, you know, not telling the truth about this, is Archie. Mm-hmm. He's really struggling with Mary to be able to tell him, and even tries one time, and Betty shuts it down. Boom. Nope, don't you say a word. Would you do that, or do you feel like you got to have an open relationship with your parents? You got to be able to tell them anything.
I feel like you have to be able to tell them anything, because I feel like in this world, the people who have your back the most are your parents. Even though it might not seem like it when you're a teenager, but I feel like they have your back the most, so you need to always have that like open conversation with you. Because when the world turns against you... Mommy and Daddy would probably be right there, standing by your side.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I think it's important, but I feel like in the sense that these are high schoolers never want to believe that their parents know what's best. Like, it's like they're, I can do this without your help. I don't need my parents, like, kind of thing. And I feel like in that sense, it's kind of realistic how they're portraying it in the show. But we all know that lying is just going to make it worse.
True.
So maybe they should have more trust, but I don't think that teenagers want to tell their parents everything.
If I had to power rank them, I would put Alice at the bottom. Would not want to tell her the truth.
No,
for sure. If I wanted to try to get out of this situation, mm-hmm. I would tell Hiram. Use his influence to get me out of this.
Yeah.
And if I just wanted to be honest and, you know, come what may, stand by me, give me some tough love, whatever it needs to be, I tell Mary.
So why is Alice at the bottom of the totem pole?
Oh, come on. Look what she did when I mean, she gave Betty those fake answers, the quiz answers,
yeah.
And ruined her shot at Harvard. I'm not trusting Alice with anything.
She also went undercover. I still do this, because, yeah. I mean, was she really undercover? With a cult, and she didn't tell her daughter? Like, yeah, I'm with you on that. I would not want to trust her at all.
Okay.
No way.
Look, okay, fair game.
I also got a bad track record. At the end of the episode, though, we do see Archie go into his bedroom again with his mom and close the blinds and says he's got something to tell Mary. Do you think he was telling her what really went down?
That's what's going to be bothering me until we know what he said. That last line, I was thinking, oh man, it's like doesn't really seem like there's going to be a cliffhanger. And then he drops that, and now I'm going to be thinking about it. Like, oh, what is it? What do you know something? Why are you not telling us? I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
She has a She's a lawyer, correct?
She is.
Yes.
Ooh. Valid point.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like he had to have, because, I mean, he closed the blinds. That seemed to be a very deliberate thing to make sure that Betty could not see in to see what was going on. Although, I don't know why it needs to be in the bedroom. Just tell her in the kitchen or the living room, someplace where Betty can't see in so easily.
Betty's everywhere. Betty is everywhere. And she has that spooky voice.
That's true.
Do not say anything. Stop. I'm like, okay.
Just say it's Veronica.
Exactly.
Then you have to
leave. End it now. Okay.
So not much else happens to Archie this episode, except that he finds out that Mom's friend, who was helping him earlier this season when it came to the boxing and stuff, is also really her girlfriend. And she comes back to town with a suggestion of, hey, maybe I can get you into the Naval Academy.
You know, I honestly didn't see that coming with the mom, that storyline with the mom and girlfriend. But now that you just mentioned that, when she was telling Archie, you know, I want to have an open, honest dialogue with you and just relationship, now I do think that he is going to tell his mom about the murder, taking a step backwards. But yeah, I mean, kudos to her, because she hasn't been happy for a long time, just in her love arena, because her and the father was trying to work it out, then they weren't, and they were living two separate lives. So, I mean, I'm happy for her. It seems to be working out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still early, I think, but we just got introduced, but she said they've been friends for a while.
But, no, that's very true.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
What do you think, Eddie? Do you like that development for Mary?
I don't mind it. It's more just, that exact situation's happened in multiple shows that I've seen lately, and so it's kind of getting repetitive, and I feel like they need to change it up a little bit. I mean, I recently watched it on another show where the mom is seeing a woman. So, I don't know. It was more, like, it was nice, and like, of course it's nice to see Archie supporting his mom, but it just kind of might have felt slightly forced. I don't like saying that, but it just feels like maybe they felt like they needed to have that be what the story was for her, and it was just kind of thrown in, I felt like. So I'm like 50-50 on it.
I mean, because if you look at it, Mary's kind of basically a blank slate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's popped in and out throughout the course of the whole time the series has been on the air, but now, given the other realized circumstances, she's in town more often. But we still don't know much about her at all.
Yeah,
right.
So it's easy, I guess. You could put anything you want onto her at this point.
Yeah, So it's just more just that it doesn't seem like an original way to introduce a lover, because I've seen it multiple times recently. That's the main problem I had with it. So.
Well, you said that Archie supports it. So do you think that he, like, really supports her, or he just hasn't had time to process it, or he just has all this other stuff going on? He's just like, okay, whatever works for you.
Yeah, what I liked about it is earlier when we all kind of laughed when he said yes to the recruiter. We're like, what? What the hell? Like,
yes.
You seem very like, whatever, fine, whatever. I think it's a bit of both, in the sense that I think he's kind of numb and he doesn't know what is what anymore, and he's trying to process it all. Like, when we go through a lot, at least for me personally, when I go through a lot of stuff, I get to a point where I feel numb, and I think that kind of might be what Archie's dealing with, is he doesn't really know.
Right.
And he's trying to just be like, I want my... But we know he wants his mom to be happy. We know he wants her to be happy for her. So I think that part's genuine, but I think it is a lot, too. He's just trying to process everything.
Sure. I mean, and basically, it's all on top of him keeping the secret that Jughead is dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that they know what's going on. So I feel like, yeah, they can color it. But yeah, the fact that he's like, yeah, sounds great. I go to the Naval Academy. I'm like, why? Why even we bother with this? This is not going anywhere. I know it's never going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
If the show stuck with it and next season was Archie in the Naval Academy, I'd be like, all right, cool. You guys stuck with something. But
yeah,
like,
that's no.
We don't
side,
see it.
Side turn.
Yeah. I don't know. I just can't see him doing that thing. So we'll move over to Veronica. Because the big thing with her is still, again, dealing with Hiram's illness. And she comes back to find Hiram and the rest of the family. And, you know, I got to just bring up that family dynamic, because it always seems a lot of them just sitting in their apartment waiting for Veronica to come back.
So stale.
It's like they're always just like, I always feel like, you know, they've been there like, you know, 20 minutes, an hour, and they're just like, nope, just sit here. She'll be home any minute now. She'll be home any minute now.
That's so true. And then she walks in, she's like, hey guys. Always like shocked, like, what's happening? What's going on? That is very true. The scene and the setup is always them just like, well, hello.
So we've got the all the lodges there. We've got Hermosa, we've got Hiram, and we've got Hermione. And it's all because we want Hiram to say, hey, I'm amending my will. Mm-hmm. And Veronica says, hey, you haven't even told me you're sick. Nobody wants her to talk about it, so I'm not going to sign anything if you can't even tell me what's up. Do you agree with Veronica? Or do you feel like she needs to be a little bit more sympathetic towards her father?
After everything he's done?
I don't blame her.
Right. I'm like,
But like I said, that this father-daughter dance between them, it's just getting repetitive and old. I understand why she does it, because she is very upset. He's done some pretty bad things. But at the same time, she needs to realize that he's sick. He's going to change his will if he's sick. So I feel like she acts a little bit too much on impulse and emotion sometimes, and she lets certain emotions take over and not think of the other things that she should also be thinking of. Like, everything goes one way to her, which is this argument with her dad. She can't go the other way, if that makes sense, I was trying to say. Gotcha.
Donterra, Hiram is not the most honest person that we've met. He's always got some alternative agenda. What are the odds that this illness is fake?
Okay, we're on the same page. Were you reading my mind or what? Because I literally was about to say, but do we know if this illness is real? I feel like if he's ill, if he's sick, I don't think it's to the extent as he's putting off. And I wouldn't put past him if he's just not sick altogether. I feel like it's sort of like to pull at Veronica's heartstrings, you know, the emotional capacity, and even his wife, who is dealing with his other daughter, who pretty much, they weren't together, they were together, they were on break, I don't know, but this other kid who came out of nowhere. So it's just a lot of layers, and I wouldn't put it past him if he's not even sick or that sick. He has somebody else's test, or he has some doctors on his payroll. Yeah. I need you to, you know, and maybe that'll, you know, stop Veronica from doing this rum business or this rum empire. It's like you said, it's just this father-daughter dance. You never know what's up his sleeve, even when it comes to his family, who he loves and adores. And I say that in quotation marks.
I would have to think that if it does turn out to be fake, it would have to be like, enough is enough. Like, I think Veronica would have to step away.
Oh, yeah. I would hope.
Yeah. I would think, because, like, but I mean, what if your father's lying about a potentially deadly illness? Then what are we?
I don't think she'll step away. What's that old saying? If you can't beat them, join them. So she played that little dance right along with them.
Sorry, Gracian Ryan just said Veronica's family can give Telenovas a run for their money.
It's true.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. This made me laugh, so thank you for that. That was funny.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the other frustrating thing, and I think it has to do with almost pretty much every parent on the show, is that we never see enough of them to have more investment in these twists and turns in their stories. Like, we see Hiram Harley, and then basically the last time we see him is like, oh, you know, he's ill. He's ill. Did you know he's ill? And we get to see him shake his hand one episode real quick. But we don't really, we've seen him pumping iron in the gym. Mm-hmm. We don't spend much time with Hiram or Hermione or Alice or FP or Mary to really care about these twists and turns. I feel like I want to care more about them, but the show doesn't seem to care about those characters that much.
As much as the kids?
Yeah. So it starts to be like, why should I care if it doesn't seem like the show cares?
Because it affects the kids. Come on.
But that's always how these teen dramas go. It's like emphasis on the
Yeah, it does get frustrating. For as much as they always say, no, this is different. The parents are also going to be given major storylines too. No. It always ends up just defaulting to be the kids. They're the forefront, and the parents just slowly recede. further and further in the background.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
Yeah. So then let's get to the big player. It's Betty this episode. Oh, I mean, you know, of course, she's definitely the one that wants to cover this up the most because she is wrestling with the fact that I killed Jughead or not. Do you think that she truly killed Jughead? Do you think she was just set up to make it think that she killed Jughead?
Plot twist. I think she did not kill him, and that this is their plot twist. I'm telling you, they're acting out this book, Jughead's murder mystery, that his novel. That's what I think. And then Jughead's going to come alive and ta-da.
He's going to come alive. Ta-da!
Psych.
All right, well, let's get in. Do either of you think that, because Jughead, as we saw in the last episode we saw a couple weeks back, that he had a plan, but yes. We never saw on camera him sharing that plan with anybody. So we don't know who knows what.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think any of the three, Betty, Veronica, and Archie, do any of them know? Do all of them know?
About what's really going on?
About what's really going on.
So, mine kind of goes into my prediction, but I'm wondering if what Archie was saying, I have something to tell you, Mom, I'm wondering if Jughead did come to Archie because it's his best friend and say, hey, I have this thing I'm going to do, don't tell the others, but maybe he knows something and he's not telling the others.
Mm. Okay. All right, Dontera?
Do I think that Jughead told them beforehand?
Any of them? Did he tell Betty, the woman that he loves?
No.
Did he tell Archie, his best friend?
Betty's too impulsive. No, he definitely didn't tell Betty. I know he didn't tell Veronica. I don't think he told anyone, honestly. He was trying to maneuver and navigate this thing on his own. And I felt like at the point where he was at in his story and just everything, I don't feel like he could trust anyone as much to either reveal the plot or ruin the plot, just ruin it because they might try to intervene or step in or be like, no, Jughead, you shouldn't do that. Don't do this, you know? So I don't think he told anyone.
All right. So then I'm going to ask both of you then, if you were involved with somebody and they did something like this and then later said, you know, guess what? I was alive the whole time, but I was doing it to get these people. Would you say like, you're right, great job? Or would you want to just throttle them?
Okay, so if it means that I might get blamed for the murder in Betty's shoes,
yeah.
No. But if I'm not in Betty's shoes and the murder isn't framed on me, okay, I'm going to be mad at you for a few months, you know. It might be a physical altercation.
All right.
A little toxic relationship, but yeah. We can move past that.